Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome into the show that's on in the afternoon, where we highlight local personalities, community happenings, and all the events you need to know about going on in and around St. John's County. Pete Melfi with you. Davey Hartzell, what's going on, man?
Still got my nose. Beyond meat. Still got my nose.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow, what a wild story this morning. Oh,
golly.
The guy was deprived of meat. He just...
I mean, seriously. What was he, 53 years old, and he bit somebody's nose?
That's so stupid.
Bit somebody's nose.
Ruined your life.
Over a traffic thing.
I couldn't even think if I could clean that up in a PR world. I don't even know.
Right.
How would you do that?
Yeah, that's a disaster.
I think you just have to go on funny with it and just go to town and just admit it. You did it and just go for it.
Yeah. You got to let it all roll out. Yeah, I'd tell the guy just say I really needed to just taste some meat.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Definitely, maybe a transition back into the meat world.
Yeah. Get him back on the job at Tyson Foods. Yeah.
That's it.
All right, man. We got a fun show here today.
Yeah, special guest
Corion Sachs joining us here in studio. So we will introduce you to him. If you don't already know him, we'll introduce you to him very, very soon.
What was the one instrument we all wanted to play in middle school?
The guitar.
Oh, saxophone. That was the sexiest instrument.
It was, right? Yeah.
Kenny G didn't hold a grudge against Corey on the sax.
There you go.
There you go.
So we will talk to Corey here very soon. We've got, of course, your horoscopes for today. Cancer, Leo, and Virgo are on deck. And I'm looking forward to see where we are starting here. And okay. I will leave that a mystery until after we tell you about our friends at Beaver Toyota. Let me find the read here. That'd be a good thing, huh?
Yeah.
Beaver Toyota of St. Augustine, committed to our community. Davey, you know about these random acts of wow.
Absolutely.
That they do around town.
Mm-hmm.
One of their initiatives where they surprise lucky citizens just like you. I always, citizens, the word citizens makes me feel like a cop or something.
Yeah.
I call people citizens.
Local.
Hello, citizen.
Yeah, locals. Our peeps,
our neighbors. You never know when Bucky the Beaver and the WOW team might stop you. You could be paying for gas, and they intervene and say, we got it. We'll put this on our card. You could be buying groceries for the week, paying for classroom projects for teachers in St. John's County.
Which we just saw, Donors Choose.
We just saw that, Donors Choose.
Pretty
they're a big
awesome.
Part of that.
They matched every dollar per dollar for Donors Choose. That was awesome for teachers in St. John's County School District.
Yes, it was. You're going to be amazed at their support. Of our local schools, civic organizations, work life, home life. They do it all, man. Mm-hmm. They want to help everybody out here in St. John's County, not just get in the car of their dreams, but to thrive in our everyday lives. Beaver Toyota, their core motto is to wow you. Let them show you. Schedule an appointment today or just stop by and see Bucky the Beaver for yourself down there at Beaver Toyota.
He's a guy. I love him. He's a good guy.
Good, man. Yeah. I did get to meet Bucky once. I met Bucky at the Teacher of the Year celebration.
That's right.
Years
yes.
ago.
Yeah. That's his big night.
That Very is his exciting. Big night. Yeah. Also, All-American Air. For 42 years, All-American Air been serving St. Augustine and our surrounding counties. Their areas of expertise include warranty and non-warranty service work on all makes and models. They do preventative maintenance service agreements, something you should really take advantage of. It's not expensive, and it helps make sure your system's running well. They do new construction installations and equipment replacement with their high efficiency systems. We always recommend you couple that with their iComfort Ultra Smart Thermostat and make sure you are staying cool and, most importantly, saving a ton of money. Our friends at All American Air want to help you do that. 904-461-0070. All right, Davey, where are we starting today, man?
All right, greatest Photoshop battles ever made on the internet. Here we
go. Okay, yeah. This sounds great.
So here's the first one. It's raccoon eating a to-go sandwich with Keanu Reeves.
Oh, very good.
This next one is this fan-throated lizard is also in a Chanel fashion show.
Oh, look at that. Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Just part of the group there.
Absolutely. Next one up, you'll love this one. The monkey and then Steven Tyler.
Wow. That's scary, but actually looks really close to real him.
Real him.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Really good Photoshop. Oh, that's a shame.
Next up, this baby-born owl photographed in a mid-run. I see this little girl everywhere.
That's good. I know, right?
So cute.
That's a good addition to that picture.
All right. This detergent container could be part of SpongeBob.
Fits right in.
Right.
Fits right in,
it's
man.
It's a perfect spot. Little grouchy, the perfect.
That's funny.
Next up, these rabbits fighting.
Hey, wow, somebody's really good at Photoshop.
Yeah, right?
They did the lighting there.
Looks great.
That's intense.
Next up, a cat in a lion outfit angrily meowing at another cat. Also the MGM logo.
Yeah, that would have been less scary to me as a kid, seeing that as the logo.
That was intimidating as a kid.
It was a little intimidating as a kid, that lion.
What am I watching?
Yeah.
Next up, this cat leaning on the bar. And then the board
as the office.
The office, yeah.
That's funny.
So good.
My favorite character.
Dog with a wig on. Pulp Fiction.
Okay. All right.
Not mad about it.
That's a take on it.
Next up, Johnny Depp and his lawyers exiting court. This is just for Clay.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Did Clay make that one?
No, but good. I thought of him when I put it in here.
Yeah, man.
Next up, woman practicing yoga on the beach can also be used as a car
track. That's a four-way. That's great.
There it is.
Wow. Okay. Solid.
Photoshop.
Solid way to start the show today. Good stuff, man. Unfortunately, I have to take us right out of the good stuff into the horoscopes. Yeah, man. Leo's on deck today.
Okay. Well, sorry for your loss, Leo.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's not a good one for Leo. Cancer, Leo, and Virgo. Here we go. Clay, can we get some horoscope music, please, sir? No, I don't hear a saxophone in there at all, actually. Let's go. Cancer is where we're going to start. Time for are you a Cancer, Corey? Oh wow, this has to do with music too, actually.
Alienating
it's the
our
stars.
Guests.
The stars, they know, man. Here we go. It's time for your musical talent to come through.
Okay.
If you can't play an instrument, then write lyrics.
You can.
I know. People say, write what you know.
Mm-hmm.
So now is your chance to bring a tune to My Mom Doesn't Miss Me or I Love the Smell of Plastic.
Now talking to Michael Bolton.
There you go. They go on to say, don't eat Chinese food this week. Corey, did stay away from Chinese food this week.
Okay. Noted. Yep.
My lucky number.
Leo, here we go. Leo. Leo, bathing is overrated. Oh, wait, bathing isn't overrated.
Okay.
Whoops. That makes more sense for you, Leo.
A little bit more stardust on that. There you go.
You can also walk on water if you try really hard.
Oh.
This usually happens in the bathtub.
Concentrate, Danielson.
I think they're trying to kill Leo.
Yeah. Yeah.
But while dropping hints to bathe.
Yeah.
Bathe.
Please bathe.
Virgo, here we go. Most relationships fail due to a lack of communication, which is surprising. As that's the only thing keeping yours together.
Wow.
You love to be seen talking on your cell phone. We all know those people, right?
Kardashian.
They just love to be seen talking on their cell phones.
Yeah.
The phone is not actually turned on because you don't have any real friends to call.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
It is.
That's embarrassing.
It is. It's even more embarrassing when your non-friend ass has, you're talking to nobody and then your phone rings.
Yeah.
You know that?
You've
seen that happen.
Yeah.
You've seen that happen to people, right?
Oh, that's embarrassing. Sorry, Virgo. Just called you out.
Someone who you least to expect to be interested in you isn't.
Ugh.
Yeah, so there you go.
Very
that's
messy.
Sad.
It's a messy.
Yeah, sad, man. Jeez.
Stars were they picked violence today.
They did. Yeah. They did. Yeah. They were not mincing words.
Savage.
They were not being sweet.
Nope.
No. Going right for the jugular.
So I'd cleanse in a little holy water.
Or a Vibe-lit tea.
Woo! Great.
There you go. Vibe Nutrition right on the corner of Lewis Speedway and Varela Avenue. They just had a great one-year celebration.
Yes.
If you missed out on that, boy, you are an idiot. go down to Vibe. Get yourself a lit tea or one of their protein shakes.
Yes.
They've got amazing shakes. Their protein donuts are awesome. So awesome that people are starting to copy them on this stuff now.
Can you imagine?
I can because I've seen it.
So good.
So good, man.
Gotta
and then,
go
of course,
with the OG. Yeah.
Then, of course, tomorrow is Waffle Wednesday.
Ooh.
Nobody's going to be able to duplicate those like Sarah. That's for sure. We've got Vibe Nutrition right on the corner of Lewis Speedway and Varela Avenue. Check them out today. I meet people in there every single day who
They're
say,
awesome.
We watch your show every day. Love it. Thank you for turning us on to Vibe. We appreciate you.
Great
team. I say appreciate Sarah. She's doing all the work.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, man.
And we appreciate Panache, every guest, every time. Since 1987, Panache opened its doors to be a cut above the rest. Their mission at Panache is to care for their team, guests, and community from scalp to soul and bring the joy to the world one service at a time. The Panache difference is their carefully chosen and highly trained staff there to exceed your expectations. The same goes for their elegant salon space dedicated to guest comfort, devotion to innovation, and artistry. They're focused on making your day and continually raising the bar. They are also proud to align with Aveda's mission of ethical and business standards. And their high fashion aesthetic. They share Aveda's exceptional standards of quality products, treatments, and guest care, and everything they do reflects the standards of an Aveda salon. Get posh and go to getpanache.com and get with it, boo.
There you go. All right, man, we got a special guest in today.
Yes!
Yes.
Hometown and hero favorite. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody I grew up with.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Ever since, like, middle school.
Okay.
We got Corey on sax here in studio with us. Corey, how you doing this afternoon, man? Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, hey, man, talk to us about your journey into music. Where did it all start? Like, did you pick up a saxophone at 3 years old and you were playing ever since, or how did this happen?
No, I guess so. It started at my grandparents' house. They had a piano, you know, so I'd sit on that. Like, I didn't know what I was doing, I knew that I liked it. I liked it making noise. And then,
well, your grandparents probably didn't love that.
They did not. My grandpa used to be like, it's time for that.
Yeah. Go ahead. Enough.
It's dinner time. And, but then at the boatyard, my parents had a boatyard for like when I was from 5 to 12, there was this guy named Donnie Hayward from Massachusetts, had a sailboat there, and he played the saxophone.
Okay.
And so I started watching him. He used to play it like Harry's so I was like 7, 8 years old, or whatever. And, I was like, that's cool. And then, basically started from there. I went to middle school and Miss Breger, she's a huge reason. I was very blessed with my music teachers. I had her and then Al Dodds after that. And they're a huge reason why I played music
today. Fantastic.
You know, and,
legendary in this community too.
And so she was like, she's like, pick three. I picked like trumpet, saxophone and drums. And she's like, she's like, you want to lean towards more on one? I was like, saxophone, for sure.
Why?
Why? It's not the most popular one, right?
Really? When I went to middle school, it was really? you were the cool kid if you were playing saxophone, for sure.
Okay. I was not the cool kid, I don't think.
but no, that's awesome. Why did you pick saxophone?
Well, I think just watching Donnie, you know, seeing him play it, and I was like, that's cool. So I think it also, you know, I was young too, so it might have been part of just like grabbing onto a little bit of that. I knew, I was like, I've seen it live. I was like, that's cool. And, Donnie was like super nice to me. So I think it was just like a kind of like an all around thing. Mm-hmm. Right? And then, so started at Gamble Rogers in seventh grade and then just started going back to Miss Breger, she was very supportive. And like, so she could tell I was excited and like, she always kept challenging me. And like when we had to do like these superior ratings and all the competitions and stuff, she'd like make me go in front of class and, you know, just kind of grew
build that confidence up to be able to perform in public. Right.
Sounded like she saw some potential in you.
Yeah.
To kind of force you out there.
Yeah, she did. And she's
comfortable with it.
It was really cool. Like, and so like I said, and then she introduced me to Mr. Dodds because I was actually zoned for Pedro. And then, but she wanted me to try to get with, Al Dodds at the St. Augustine program. And then,
good for you. Pedro sucked. It did back then.
So going back to the saxophone, and you know, it was a prevalent instrument, you know, for a long time, and then it sort of had its little on its way out. Mm-hmm. Talk about like how it has influenced music in history. Like, what are some great saxophone solos that you're like, I pulled that out of a song in a minute?
Man, one of my favorite saxophone players in the modern day was Leroy Moore of Dave Matthews.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, yeah.
So, like, it's just because, like, you know, he wasn't playing, like, anything super crazy, but he played, like, the perfect thing for the song.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, when I was starting in music, I was very tunnel visioned into jazz, and I still love jazz, but, like, it was all I listened to. Like, I didn't listen to anything cool. And
that is cool. You know, I mean, Nina Simone rules the world. Oh, yeah.
No, I'm talking about, like, at the time, like, when, like, all my friends were listening to this, you know, this cool hip hop and rock and all this stuff, and I was just like, Charlie Parker, you know, Miles Davis, and Harry Connick Jr., you know, like,
aged better than the hip hop of our day, by the way.
Yeah, Harry Connick Jr., like, so Paul Gould, his saxophone player, and I started watching him, and, I don't know, it is weird, it is nice to see it starting to make a comeback, though, you're right, it disappeared, it seems, for a little while, like, it's like, there's...
It's like Rex and Effects, that like beginning solo of, you know, burner, burner, burner. I love it. That's so fun. Cool. Well, your journey in St. Augustine has obviously, you're everywhere, buddy. I mean, any kind of event, you're plugged in or you're playing one night. Talk about that. Like, how do you balance it all?
Ooh, I mean, I don't know. It's you know, I was in a band for a long time, and then almost a year ago, I kind of went off solo, and I originally was just kind of wanting to do like a cocktail hour vibe, solo saxophone, simple, and then COS Celebrations has kind of expanded way bigger than I thought, way faster, you know, nice. So, but I guess the balance, I mean, it's, the balance is heavy on one side is of it being the music business in general. So I love it, you
yeah.
know, so
yeah.
I don't like, I just engulf myself in it. And I don't know if there really is a balance yet.
Yeah. Do you like make a playlist or like, how does that roll?
Depends on the event. Most I go off of reading the room, you know, like I'll have like an idea, like possibly like, but I mean, if the room changes, I change.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like if I think I'm going into, if I'm playing like all blues, Miles Davis vibe, and but they're starting to pick it up. It's like, all right,
switch it up to
Alicia Keys, you know?
Cool.
So, yeah. Okay. Now, was it an intimidating move? Because you were in one of the most popular bands in St. Augustine. I mean, guys who get gigs all the time. Was it intimidating or scary for you to say, well, I'm going to try and do my own thing here with just me?
Yes,
you know,
and no.
Standing on my own 2 feet?
Yes and no. Yeah. Like, it was in the sense of... you know, it was, I was in a comfortable position, you know, where I was just, you know, had gigs and
yeah,
cool. But, so just the leap of faith was, yeah.
Was it an easy conversation to have?
With myself?
Yeah, actually, absolutely with yeah. yourself because yeah. you have to jump off that ledge. That was your boundary.
I was scared for it. Like, I was just like, I have to do this and I have to like, if I do it, I have to do it and go hard.
Right.
Yeah. Fast.
Yeah. Good. And that's the way. I mean, just like you talk about comedy, you got to come out swinging and punching, and that's where you get their attention. And that's exactly what you did. So that's amazing. That's cool.
How is it to have this as like, this is your main job, isn't it? I mean, this Absolutely. Is what you do.
Yeah.
How do you make a living doing that? Like, what's the process of making sure you've got enough gigs to survive month to month?
Well, that's the thing a lot of people don't see in the back end of like a, you know, It's like running a business.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah.
So like you see me play, but there's way more time throughout the week and stuff that's going through emailing and calling and going to venues and, you know, showing your face saying hello.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's sales and that part. And then, you know, like, and then putting together like a little press kits and stuff to just get in front of people. But yeah. So it's like really, it's literally just, I do way more of that than I do actually playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, believe it. Yeah. But when you play, that's a sweet spot.
Right.
So you've
that's
got to train for it, right? And yeah, so then absolutely. You hit that bullseye right out of there. So what's the future, Corey? What does it look like for you?
I mean, so
the album, you're going to have something to drop?
Yeah, you know, I haven't worked on original music in a while. And I was talking to a buddy / mentor of mine recently about us doing some recording and writing. And because I still need that itch.
Dude, you know? Yacht Rock is hot right now. Yeah, like, seriously, just jump on Yacht Rock. You will, I mean.
Some Yacht Rock?
You could totally, you could hustle that album. I think that'd be awesome.
I'll look into some Yacht Rock.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part about doing this, man?
One of the funny things I like to say sometimes is not setting an alarm clock.
Nice.
You know? Well, especially, I mean, I guess because It used to be a lot different when I was playing a lot more bar stuff. So I'd be getting home at 2, falling asleep by 4 or 5 if I was lucky, because my adrenaline's pumping and all
yeah,
and then just I'm glad I didn't have to wake up at 6:30 every day after that, because I did that for a bit and that was tough.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
tough. I get burnt out real quick.
Yeah,
but it's a good feeling to do what you love for a living.
Yeah, I mean the end of the day, that's the real thing. It's like that I get to do my dream job, man. Yeah. I'm doing my dream job. So
yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that literally is the dream. That's what everybody wants, right? Corey, where can people find you? How can people book you? Where's like your main hub?
So right now I do Prohibition Kitchen like once a month.
Okay.
I was doing like every other kind of Wednesday there for a minute, but they're doing Jack Miller. He's doing like a jazz. Like kind of a jazz jam thing going on Wednesdays right now. It's really cool. I will be there October 13th. It's Thursday. And then next week, I'm actually I'm doing my first gig at the Island Girl in Ponte Vedra. It's Wednesday the 28th.
Okay. Yeah, I've been there.
It's a nice place.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. Rose came in, so I met her actually. So Celestino's, the new place that just opened up, right next to Sarbez.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing their brunch. I call calling it Sax on the Brunch. I do it every Sunday.
Nice.
Bottomless mimosas.
Bottomless mimosas.
That's a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and they got a Bloody Mary bar.
Sweet.
So it's the buffet and stuff is from 10 to 3. I'm there from 12 to 3. But other than that, most of my stuff is pretty. I've leaned heavily into like the wedding and the private sector.
Mm-hmm.
But so you can go to like coscelebrations.com and then that's where people can find me, book me, all of that.
Jazz. Love it.
Good deal. Well, hey, Corey, we appreciate you making some time for us.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Fun stuff, man. I love to talk to people who are literally living their dream.
Inspiring.
You know?
And you went to middle school with him. I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, man.
I love
and
that.
High school and all that stuff, too. Yeah, yeah. You grew up with somebody around St. Augustine, and you know him forever.
Forever.
Yeah. Hey, a guy that everybody knows forever.
Oh, yeah.
St. Augustine. Mark Bailey, right? Who doesn't know Mark Bailey's name? As president of the Bailey Group, Mark has built upon the foundation of a trusted local insurance agency and developed his company into a nationally competitive firm. The Bailey Group provides insurance, benefits, and financial strategies to companies and employees across the United States while maintaining their local personalized service model that sets them apart from all the rest. The Bailey Group provides progressive solutions using cutting-edge technology, strong carrier relationships, and out-of-the-box thinking. Give them a call today. See what they can do for you. 904-461-1800.
And when the United Way of St. John's opened in 1957, it was known as the Community Chest. That was the first year they raised $48,000. The United Way of St. John's has changed a lot, but their focus hasn't. Today, with a total impact of over $3 million annually, they continue to fight for the areas of health, education, and financial stability of every person in our community. Serving both Putnam and St. John's counties, the United Way of St. John's is the only organization that brings us together to focus on the community problems that matter the most and find partners who share the vision, have the energy, passion, expertise, and resources to get the work done. Every year, the United Way of St. John's is amazed by the generous hearts and continued support of those in our community. It's amazing what happens when we live united.
That's right, man.
A little slow.
All right. What is coming up, sir?
All right. Dog ear this one. An evening about seagulls with Michael Brothers. October 12th.
Please convince me to go to this.
Some people are very passionate about seagulls. So
are they really?
I'm telling you, there's a whole subculture.
Okay.
I'm repping for you, booze. Here we go. October 12th, 7 to 8:30 p.m. Anne Constantine and her friends. No, I'm just kidding.
I love you, Anne.
She's like, no, Davey. Join Michael Brothers. Retired director of Marine Science Center in Ponce Inlet talks about seagulls and what they see in Florida. Michael is a member of Florida Ornithological. Got it. Ornithological. Okay, we're going to work on that. Society Records Committee, which evaluates reports of birds recorded in Florida and updates the scientific record of Florida's bird life. Wow. So October 12th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. It's pretty awesome. There you go. Learn about seagulls.
Yep.
And save the date, October 27th, a night at the castle, a fancy haunted affair at Ripley's, believe it or not.
Ooh.
That's going to be fun. Yes.
Yeah.
Super special night. The ghosts of St. Augustine past joined for haunted night of oddities, music, ghosts, and a whole lot more. What a better place for a haunted fancy affair than the famously haunted castle warden in St. Augustine Historic District.
Very haunted.
Very haunted.
Yeah.
Now the home of Ripley's, believe it or not, is staying open late. Just for this moment, roam around in high fashion in the last five centuries from October and on October
27th. You got this, David.
I know.
You got this,
messy,
man.
7:30 to 10:30. Tickets on sale now. Sponsored by Art and Life in 3D. Very, very cool.
There was a murder in that building. You know that, right?
I did not know that.
Yeah. There are actually a couple murders in that building.
Really?
Yeah. Very haunted, very creepy place.
Wow.
Yeah.
Say the date, Friday, October 28th. Tricks and treats at the Beach PD. Very nice. The Beach Police. Friday, October 28th, 5 o'clock p.m. This is a free event, St. Augustine Beach, right at the pier. Very, very cool.
Okay. Sounds good. That sounds like a safe trick-or-treating experience.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Very nice. Very, this is, I believe, the second or third time they've done that? Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. Cool, very good.
And our last one on Saturday, October 8th, Touch a Truck 2022. By Trailmark Living. Free family fun, construction trucks, military trucks, police and safety vehicles, and much more. Plus food trucks, face painting, music, games, and St. John's County's biggest vehicle fest. Touch a Truck, Family Fun, October 8th, 11 to 2 p.m. Very nice.
Yep.
Touch a Truck.
Yep.
Just go touch them.
Can't just touch trucks on every regular day.
No.
They don't let you do that.
Not in a combined effort. It's nice. You just, and you have all of them. You say you bucket list them all right down. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They send them to me. I
love the touch of trucks. I love the touch of trucks. Still can do that on any old day.
Yeah.
All right. Good stuff, Davey. Thank you, sir. Thank you to Corey on Zax for coming by. Fun conversation, man. Thank you, Clay, for pressing all the buttons back there. I think that's it for us today. Awesome. You guys have a great rest of your afternoon. We will talk to you tomorrow.
I'm going to go touch a truck.
Touch a truck.